Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
Yes. Hi, Jenny. Good morning. It's 07866.
07866. And your first and last name, please?
Karen Kaczynski.
Thank you, ma'am. And may I have your shipping address for verification, starting with the 85 number?
85 Miami Trail, Rockaway, New Jersey.
Thank you, ma'am. 1 minute for me, please. Ma'am, I do see an order here for the sweepstakes ticket in order to win a kitchen supply and your online discount shopping membership. How may I help you?
I didn't order the online shopping membership, and the charge that I authorized was $2 for the KitchenAid appliance. That's all I ordered was $2 charge. And I've been charged $56.95, and I think another five something. So when I went into the sweepstakes, I plugged my information, and it came up with something else that didn't allow me to fast forward through. So I am not interested in this membership. So if you can just cancel that for me, that would be great.
Okay, Ms. Kaczynski, two things. So, yes, first to the cancellation. So for the $5.74 with the sweepstakes ticket for the chance to win a kitchen supply, do you want that?
Well, again, what it said was $2.
Okay, so it's not $2. It's $5.74.
Okay, $5.74 is no big deal. And so that $5.74 is for the appliance, correct?
It is the sweepstakes. Try to win an appliance. There's no winning. There's the hope to win.
Oh, okay. Then just cancel everything, please.
Okay, 1 minute for me, please.
Thank you.
I'm with you. 1 minute, please.
No worries. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Ms. Kaczynski. So we have two things going on. We have the company is... because this was a bundle coming with the sweepstakes ticket and the online membership, the company is willing to give you back 35% of that $56.95.
No, the company needs to give me back 100%.
Well, it's an order.
I did not authorize this membership, for one. Okay, I did not authorize that. And if you had trickery within the site itself, I did not authorize that. So you can either credit me 100% or I'll just call my credit card and dispute it, and in the end, I'll be credited. So we can save your company time and myself some time by just crediting me with the 100%.
Now, they are saying a 50% as you're talking. Would you be willing for that to be processed?
No, I will not. No, I want 100% of my money back.
Okay, give me 1 minute, please.
Trickery.
Yeah, so just to let you know, Ms. Kaczynski, the company is giving the $56.95 back, letting you know, though, that if there's no trickery, it was terms and conditions for you to at least know what the offer was. The original offer came blended.
It was trickery in the fact that you joined this sweepstakes which again was supposed to be $2. You're saying $5.95, which okay, another $4 is no big deal, but it's a matter of principle here. Okay, so it was $2. That is what I authorized, $2. And then you go through the site after you plug in all your information to pay the $2, and then it comes up with another pop-up screen that you can't get out to continue onto your sweepstakes. There's nothing in there to say, no, I'm not interested in this. It doesn't give you that opportunity. Okay, so that is trickery.
It doesn't give you the opportunity? Okay.
I'm sorry?
I said, no, I heard you just saying it didn't give you any opportunity.
Well, like I said, I'm telling you now, I'm not interested in anything right now. So if you can just fully credit me 100%, that's fine.
Okay, give
this
me 1 minute, please.
This is not negotiable. This is a disputed charge, and I am telling you, within a week's time, because I didn't even get my statement yet, that this is not acceptable, and I want my money back.
Yes.
100% of it.
Give me 1 minute to work that out for you. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'm still here, okay?
Yep.
Thank you. I'm still waiting for a response dealing with the company so that I can respond to you. Thank you for your patience.
No worries. So there were two charges, right?
Yes, so it is done. You are being refunded the entire amount you've requested. Thank you for your patience.
Okay, but there's two charges there, though, right? There's the
$56.95 and $5.74.
Okay. And it's going to be credited today, now?
That is correct, right now.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Give me 1 minute, please.
Okay.
You're welcome. I'm still here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It would take a couple of minutes, so thank you for your patience. I'll keep saying I'm here until it's fully noted and the refund is executed, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. In a moment, I'm going to give you the refund and cancellation reference number, okay?
All right. Hold on one second. Let me get the pen again. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay, thank you. One more minute. Just completing the refund process. So it's 3 to 5 business days for you to receive everything. And I always tell people go for 2 more days if there's any delay. But it's usually 3 to 5 business days. And so look for it on your account.
Okay, and what is my account number?
That is, and this is the entire number for the account and all information and transactions under this number, C, like Charlie, 261-016-162.
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Kuczynski?
Yep.
So everything has been shut down in your account? And again, no further orders or shipments. And your refunds are on the way.
Okay. And you said you were going to give me a credit number for that?
The number I just gave you is the refund and cancellation number, reference number. That is the number for the account and for all the transactions and attached to my name, Jenny.
Okay, and so one charge was $56.95, and the other one was about five?
$5.74.
Okay. All right, Jenny, thank you so much. You have a pleasant day.
You the same. Thank you, ma'am. Have a good day. Thanks for calling customer support.